can both upwind and downwind motions occur within the same system, or MCS, at the same time? Of course, it wouldn't be operational meteorology if it were that cut and dry. The schematic below shows how both can occur. In this example, our ambient flow is out of the northwest. At the green star, flow is nearly parallel to the cold pool or boundary, and this is where we see upwind propagation. Meanwhile, the ambient flow is nearly perpendicular to the cold pool at the red star. Downwind propagation is occurring here. Okay, so how does this look in the real world? Here's a radar image showing both upwind and downwind propagation within the same MCS. The white dotted line represents the approximate location of the cold pool front. The shear is from the west. Convection here is forming downwind, or forward propagating. And here, it is forming upwind, or backward propagating. We'll now put this in motion, so you can see how it evolved over time. Feel free to watch the loop a few times before advancing to the next slide.